Vayishma Yisroi, the parsha of Yisroi, and the parsha of Matan Torah for the ganze Klal Yisroi. The Halakha says for Chatal Yitzchak, it was the Rebbe of Spink during the Holocaust. He was actually killed. Hashem Yikam Dom, the Chatal Yitzchak. He writes a very interesting Nakuda. He says, on Shavuos we lain the Aseres HaDibros of Parshas Yisroi as well as on Parshas Yisroi. But he says, on Shavuos, it's commemorating that the Zman of Matan Torah was that time, Vav Sivan. On Parshas Yisroi, it's even more Be'etzem Matan Torah. Because it's not in Zman, it's in Torah. In the Seder of Torah, it's Matan Torah. That's more Matan Torah than Matan Torah. He says also on last week, Kriyas Yamsuf, Shvi Yishal Pesach, we learn Kriyas Yamsuf. Yeah, it's the Zman of Kriyas Yamsuf. It's Zman. It's Zman. Over in Torah, that it's Kriyas Yamsuf. He says that the Haftorah on Shavuos, we say the Mara of Yecheskel, which he sees the Malachim with four Knafayim. The Haftorah of Yisroi, we learn from Yeshaya, where Yeshaya sees the Malachim with all six Knafayim. It's a Hechera Madrega, he says. That's some idea of the Knafayim. We know that Arizal brings, and a lot of Sforim talk about this, that the six Knafayim of the Malachim from the Haftorah are Baruch, Shem, Kevoid, Malchus, Elohim, Vod. The reason Yecheskel only saw four, it's because he was in Golos. In Golos, we're missing two. Nechleku Gedoylem on this topic. What's the missing the two? Is it the Kvoid Malchusai or is it the Lo'ilam Void? Which two? But that's already for a different time. Yisroi, Vayishma Yisroi. Yisroi is Koyin Midyan, Chois and Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu's Shver. Choshe V'tayo. On the other hand, Koyin Midyan. Koyin Midyan is Chveis. I don't know. Nishta is a Choshe V'shtela. It's a contrast. He's Koyin Midian, he's Chayson Moshe. Now the Emes says, Rabbeinu Paul, who was Avram Avinu's Shver? Haran, who was Yitzchak Avinu's Shver? Besuel, who was Yaakov Avinu's Shver? Lovan. Eichet, you know? Yeah, but they're not called Chayson Avram in the Torah. Yisrael is called. This is he's praised. He's the Shver from Moshe Rabbeinu. He made a Mahapecha in his life. He was Koyin Midian. But he made a Mahapecha. Koyin Midian is Gematria of an Ahapechu. He made 179. He made a mapecha in his life. He turned himself into Chosin Moshe. We know really that Yisroi, though, in the Shroshim, he comes from Kayin. Kayin and Hevel. Yisroi is Kayin. Moshe is Hevel. Neshama is Noyach Sheis Moshe Hevel. Rosh Tevis. Moshe is Hevel. Hevel and Kayin fought over the second sister. Kayin Tainas, it's his. Hevel was born with two sisters. Kayin was born with one. Kayin Tainas, he deserves the extra sister because Bechor, Hevel says, Noel de Imi, and they fought about it, and he killed Hevel on this Vikoch. He did a holocaust. He killed a quarter of the world's, a seventh of the world's population, and which is a lot. And the Tikkun now is Moshe Rabbeinu is Hevel, and Yisroi is Kayin, and Yisroi gives Tzipora, who's a Gilgal of that sister, to Moshe, and that's how we're misaken it. So Yisroi is Vayishma's Rosh Tevis V'yeda Yisroi Shenishmasoi Mikayin Olasa. Okay, it could be anything. The mem is Mikayin. Okay, sorry, that's what they bring down, and it's an idea that Yisroi can make a Ma'apecha. Ani Chaysencha Yisroi Rosh Tevis Achi. He's saying you're my brother. Hevel and Kayin. The Shem Yishmuel writes that this is a Hakdomah to Mount Torah because if Yisroi as a guy can make such a mapecha, ger kekotin shenoyle domi, and make from yitziva ba'ara v'giyura v'shmei shmaya. So a yid, who's already a yid, zicha can make a mapecha in his life, and all the more so make a total mapecha. It says later in the parasha, but I'll still allude to this concept, the Chasam Sofer writes, it says, v'esa eschem al kanfei nesharim. That's closer to Harnof. You have the kanfei nesharim is it was actually an airstrip in the 1948, that's why it's called kanfei nesharim for the planes. But Kanfei Nesharim, it says later in the parasha, that Chasam Sofer writes, why a Nesher? There's many Pshatim, Klaisol is compared to a Yoina. What's the Nakud of Nesher? There's a lot of Pshatim, but he says, the Gemara says in Chulin that for Simon Tahara of a bird, you need four Simoni Tahara. And the Gemara says in Farish, to be kosher bird, nowadays we pass you need Mesoir also, but to be a kosher bird, you need all four Simoni Tahara. Even three out of the four Simonim is not kosher. The Zelbenisht kosher. Yeah, the Zelbenisht kosher. Oh, but the Maaseh, the Gemara goes through these different birds, and the Gemara says, some have three, some have two, some have one. The Nesher has all, on all four Simonim, he's four for four Tamei. Total, none of the Simoni Tahara, opposite of the Simonim. And the chiddush is that even a nesher, you can be whatever yeschem elai, you can make a mapecha. And Yisrael comes, we have a machlokes. If Yisrael came, we have Yisrael, there's a shail if he came before Matan Torah or after Matan Torah. Rashi actually says, Mashmu Hashem Uba, Kriyas Yamsuf. Yeah, if you can find out what it is, if they can cooperate. If they can, I don't know. If they can't, they can't. Kriyas Yamsuf and Melchemes Amalek. The Emes says, the Gemara in Zvachim, Daf Kuftes Zayin, brings a machloikis if Yisrael came before Matan Torah or after Matan Torah. Rashi Lechara would be siding with Koidim Matan Torah, and that's why he doesn't say Vayishma Matan Torah, because he came before. The way it works is that the Gemara in Zvachim actually starts off with a machlokes if a ben noyach is allowed to be makrav shlomim. We know a ben noyach can be makrav karbonis, but the Gemara says that maybe a ben noyach can only be makrav an oila. The concept of carbon, a goy could only fathom that you bring a behemoth that's kulei kolil to the mizbeach to Hashem. But a shlomim that it's you also eating it, and you could so much connect to Kirbas Hashem of carbon and also integrate it with Gashmias, a guy doesn't farshtay that. The Gemara Darshan's the Pasuk and Shir HaShirim. Uri Tzafayin Ubayi Taimon. Tzafayin are the ones that only, the Goyim, they only understand you can be Makrav an Oilu, which is Bitzafayin. Kachi Kachim is Bitzafayin. And they should still suit to the Yidin who are, they know how to be Makrav even a Shlomim, not in the Tzafayin. But then the Gemara says, what? Ben Noyach can't bring Shlomim? What about in Shmois earlier, in Boy actually, Moshe says to Parag, Amata titin b'yadenu zvachim v'oilois. Zvachim is shlomim. Says the Gemara, no, this zvachim means chulin, barbecue. Yeah. Fact, the Gemara, by Yisroi over here, by Yikach Yisroi chayis meisha, oila u zvachim nelekim. Zvachim nelekim. Shlomim, b'noyach. Gemara says, maybe Yisroi came after Matan Torah. And then the Gemara opens up that whole topic about whether the Yisroi was takakoyim Matan Torah or not. One other nakuda there in that sugya, the Gemara also attempts to bring a raya earlier, the Hevel, back to Kain and Hevel. The Hevel, hevi gam hu, mi b'chayris tzoynei u mechel vehen. Mechel vehen, they wonder, the Gemara says, oh, it means shlomim. It means he was only makar of the chelev on the mizbeach, but the basar they ate. It's a pella. Hevel is before Noyach. Only ben Noyach was given a hetet to eat basar. Who ate the shlomim that Hevel was makar of? Who ate the basar shlomim? Someone tell me, basar shlomim, efsheyemes. Basar shlomim. I don't know. Interesting. Came nicer. Anyways, Yisroi is coming, and there's a vikuach if it's before Mount Tor or after, but we're saying it says, Vayikach Yisroi chayis Moshe oilo uzvachim. What kind of carbon was this? Oilo and shlomim. Aberdoch. Why is he bringing a carbon? What's the concept of the carbon? The Meshech Chochma says, one shot, that it was a carbon toida. He wanted to give Adol Hashem a carbon toida. That's why it comes with lechem. And as a matter of fact, beautiful dik, Meshech Chochma, Koyach HaToyra, unbelievable. The Yovi Aroin, the Cholzik Yisroel Lecha Lechem. Why is Aaron being singled out? Because there's Trumas Lachme Toida. And the Trumas Lachme Toida goes to the Kayin. The rest, there's 40 Lechem. Yeah, that's the same, right? So by Yavi Aaron, if the Trumas Lachme Toida. Then the Meshech Chochma offers another pshat. A carbon that Yisrael bought was a carbon of Geirus. We know first the Rambam, the Rashi spoke about in the Shekholi today, the Rambam, and Hilchos Suribi, Perek, Yud Gimel, that the three things that you need for Geirus. Besides, I mean, for states of that you makabel to Nichnas Tachas Gam Yashina, and makabel all mitzvahs, that's not even on the list. That's Geirus. But what do you have to do? Mila, Tevila, and carbon. And he brings that. You have to bring carbonis. In next week in Mishpatim, we know that the Klal Yisrael bought carbonis. Every ger has to bring a carbon. How do you have ger in Bizman is it? It's not ma'akiv. But you have to be mafresh. You have to be mafresh a carbon. You have to be mafresh a carbon, the Gemara says. L'moshel, if a guy's mechal Shabbos b'shoyi Bizman is it, he has to be mafresh a carbon? No. But a ger has to be mafresh a carbon. But then the Gemara says, Rabbi Yechon Medzaki made 10 takonas. One of the takonas was that he said, don't be mafresh the carbon. It's going to come to a takola. What carbon does a ger usually bring? Just the oif. The Meshech Chochma say over here, Yisrael actually bought the behemoth as his carbon geirus. As his carbon geirus. That was the carbon it was. But it's interesting. It says, Vayikach Yisrael Chayis Moshe Oilu Zvachim Lelekim. When do you ever have Zvachim Lelekim? The Gemara says, the Pasuk says, Zveach Lelekim Yocharam. Bilti Lashem Liyutei Vofkei. Karbonis is only, the Ramban explains it over there in Parshas Vayikra, carbon could only be to Havaya, to Yudke Vofke. You can't be Makar of a carbon Lelekim. Who was Makar of a carbon Lelekim? Yisrael. And who else? Yaakov Levino. The pshat by both is that the reason you can only be Makar of to Havaya, not to Lekim, is because we can't fathom an idea of a carbon to Midas Hadin. Aber Yaakov, who we talked about it then in Parshas Vayechi, when he's the Tkufa in the 17 years of Mitzrayim was by him in Maisa Avasim Labanim already in the Geula Hasida, and Yisrael also was coming and Mamish by this Matzav of Maimon Har Sinai, he was holding by the Darga of being able to be Makrav a Korban Leila Kim. Now, if Yisrael came before Matan Torah, that's why Parshas Yisrael is here. If Yisrael came after Matan Torah, so why are we bringing the story here? Tosis asks in Avodah Zarah Daf Chavdal, interesting, in Zvachim, in Avodah Zarah Chavdal, Tosis asks, why is Yisrael over here if he came after Matan Torah? He says, because we just mentioned Amalek, who was the first guy that shepherded with Klal Yisrael, so we also want to say Yisrael, the first guy that came, that was native with Klal Yisrael. Now, actually, that Gemara that we spoke about, the Karbonis, it actually fears Eisten. So, Mashmua Shama Uba, Lashon of Rashi, it's quoting the Gemara in Zvachim Kof Tezayin, Mashmua Shama Uba, Rabbi Yehoshua Oimer, Milchemes Amalek. Rashi brings that. Rabbi Lezer Hamaydoi Matan Torah. He holds, ready was Matan Torah. If it wasn't, and he was hearing things, that's then hearing things. Rabbi Lezer Oimer Kriyas Yamsuf. Why did Rashi not bring Matan Torah? We said, because he wanted to stem with the other man, the Yomer. But there's also another pshat. First of all, Vayishma is Rashi Tevis. Shoma Milchemes Amalek, the Kriyas Yam. But you have to know why Dafka these two things. So the pshat is, after hearing that Amalek was Mesugal, that after a Kriyas Yamsuf to still go check with a Klal Yisrael, that shakes you up. If you see that that's how a goy can come to, he realizes he has to not just hear the call, but heed the call and come and Shama Uba, not just Vayishma, right? Shamu Amim Irgozen, God's, the whole world saw. But Yisrael hot derhert, he let the Shmiya go in and have a hashpa on him. It's not just enough, somebody can go in one ear, out the other, it doesn't count. I said over, there's a Meister, Shlomo Zalman Auerbach used to say when he was a Kleine Yingle in Talmud Torah Eitz Chaim, one of the Rebbes in the Cheder, there was two Rebbes in the Cheder in Eitz Chaim. One of them, they used to come give Bechinis to the Kindelach. One of them, his name was Rabbi Avrom Bardaki, and the other one was Avrom David Rosenthal. And Avrom Bardaki was actually much more of a captain. You know, he didn't, he asked the question, he asked starker questions. If he didn't know, asked good gechapt. Or the pech, or the bzionis. And Avrom David Rosenthal was a lot more easier. He made, helped you along, you know. Oh, gewaldige gage. The Kindler used to say, Mishenichnes Av, Avrom Bardaki, Av, Rosh Tevis. Mematin was saying, Mishenichnes Ador, Avrom David Rosenthal, Marbin. Simcha. But anyways, Rav Shlomo Zalman says that, I don't know, this was a different Rebbe in the Cheder in Eitz Chaim, and he told him there was these lions in Yerushalayim, Amol, there was these statues of lions somewhere in the city, and they told the Kindlech, if you go play music and the lions are going to hear the music, they're going to start dancing. So the Kindlech went, they brought like a clay nagina, and they came back to the Rebbe the next day in the Cheder, they said, didn't see any dancing. He says, I told you, if the lions hear the music, they're going to dance. But they don't hear it. Made out of stone. You don't hear. You have to let your lev even. You have to let the Shmiya go in and go into your heart, not just into your ear. Now, Yisrael, as we said already, he's Choysen Moshe, he's the Shver. It says in Shulchan Aruch, in Simen Reish Mem, Yerideya, Chayiv Sifchav Beis, Chayiv Adam Lechabed Chomiv. You have to be Mechabed the Shver, and they're bringing a Makar here, because Moshe Rabbeinu, the going brings a Makar, because Moshe Rabbeinu was Mechabed Yisrael. The Taz, Afan Orat and Shulchan Aruch says, Kosav Moiri v'chomi, that's the Bach, Hu Adin Chamoisai. The Ainu, it doesn't say in Shulchan Aruch to be Mechabed the Shver, but it says to be Mechabed the Shver, but then the Taz brings from his Shver. He Bederach Kal usually is Choylik on the Shver. It could be they had a very good relationship, but he's usually Choylik on the Bach. Torah, you know? But he says, Kosav Moiri v'chomi, Hu Adin Chamoisai. My Shver said you should also be Mechabed the Shver. Now we know Moshe Rabbeinu, when he went earlier in Shmois to go bring Klal Yisrael, Vayoshev El Yeser Choysna, he went first back to Yisrael. Klal Yisrael is waiting. The Geula every second counts. He goes back first to the Shver. What's the pshat? First of all, he shvered. He made a shvua. He said he made a shvua. Another pshat is Hakaras HaToiv. And that Geula would be a few minutes earlier, but with a Pegiyah Hakaras HaToiv, as they gate this nishtha. That's what the Sfarim saying. Now, Moshe Rabbeinu already has the two children, right? Who were not with Moshe. They are coming with Yisrael over here. She, Tzipor, is coming with the two Kindalach. Shame ha'echad Eliezer. I saw in the Chubas Mabit, he says, we call our children Eliezer. He says, don't have in mind when you're calling a child Eliezer, al shem Eliezer Eved Avram. Ein orer mizdabek b'baruch. When you say you're calling your son Eliezer, after the El Tzedek, whoever it is, you're also having in mind Eliezer ben Moshe Rabbeinu, not Eliezer Eved Avram. And I saw interesting smach to that. There's a medrash that says, Yalkut Shemoni, Moshe was all Lamorim, and he hears the Malachim are chapering with him, and it's not so posh, and then he hears that someone, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, was Oisik the Masech the Parah, the Parshas Parah. And he says, Eliezer B'ni Oimer, Parah Bashnatayim. And then the other time it says, Bashom and Machloikis. And he was nispal from this, well, there's a whole Parah Duma, the Kipshat, what he was nispal about. But he says, wow, this Eliezer, he says, who is this Halavai that this person, this Eliezer, this Tana, Rabbi Eliezer, should be Yotzim Echalotze? And Hashem says, yeah, he will be. And they say, not that this the Tana, the Heilige Tana of Eliezer, was the Yotzim Echalotze of Moshe Rabbeinu. But anyone that's called Eliezer is really being named after Eliezer ben Moshe, not Eliezer ben Aram. So it's named after his son. That's who he was named after. Vayichad Yisroi. There's so many pshatim in Vayichad. Balaturim says he was miyached liboy lekel echod. Vayichad, echod. Or vayihad, yihad. He became a yid. Rashi brings two pshatim based on the Gemara in Sanhedrin of Tzadi Dalet. Either kipshuta, he was sameach, or nase besori chedudin chedudin. He got like the shrukin. And Rashi says, hainu da'amri inshi giyoyra adasora dori lektiv za'arma ba'ape. A ger up to 10 generations don't shepherd with him. There's another pshat the Gemara brings, actually, that Rashi doesn't bring it, but the Gemara brings Machlekes Rav and Shmuel. Rav says, Hevir cherev chada al besorei. He did bris mila. Vayichad, a sharp knife to do bris mila. Shmuel says, it was chidudim chidudim. And listen to the Gemara. Again, Rav says he did a sharp knife bris mila. Shmuel said he got the shrukin. And then the Gemara continues, Omar Rav, hain the damri inchi, that a ger don't shepherd for 10 generations. That wasn't Rav's pshat. Rav's pshat was he took a sharp knife. Shmuel's pshat. So there's all kind of tyrus he's helping out his colleague, but I heard a different pshat. Rav says the pshat in the pasuk is that he took a sharp knife to do bris mila. Shmuel said no. The pshat in the pasuk is that his besori was nasa chedutim chedutim. Omar Rav, no. Hainu damri inchi. It's a true dach. The veld's up. You shouldn't shep a gerim. And he got goosebumps, but that's not pshat in the pasuk. The pasuk is my pshat. Hainu damri inchi. Yeah, it's hakem mizuktazay. But the Yemen says there's a begrace apel. Yisrael was from Midian. Yisrael is koyin Midian. Midian the Gemara is Sanhedrin. Dachnan vav. Marsho asked this kasha. Midian is bnei keturah. Bnei keturah chayiv and mila. So Yisrael was already mahol. How could he be mal? We did the sugya of Ger Kotam. We saw there's a man that if you're already mahol, you can't even be mal. There's a tzad that someone that's mahol can't be magayir. A guy that's already mahol, pre-mahol, can't be magayir. Can't be magayir. Let him be magayir like an akeva. With just tevila. And then be chayiv and potter on zman groma. What do we do to guy? Can't be magayir. Aber Yisrael, the chayiv was already mahol. What is he doing over here at bris mila? So there's all kinds of tritzim, but I saw one shot. Yisrael was koyin Midian, but he was not. He was the 10th generation from Chum. Rabbi Kiva Eger and Gilyan Ashas, often art in the Gemara and Sanhedrin over there, brings from Rabbeinu Bechaya. Yisrael was the 10th generation from Chum all the way down to Yisrael. So in Yichus, he was from Chum. He happened to have a shteller. He was the Kayan Midian. He wasn't a Midiani, and therefore he wasn't Mohol. And now, Vayichad is that he's doing Bris Mila. Now the next thing is that it says, Yisrael says, Vayomer Yisrael, Baruch Hashem! Asher Hitzel Eschem Yad Mitzrayim. This is Gemara Brachis. Daf Nun Dalet. That is Yisrael, you're supposed to be Mavarach when you come to a place where an ace happened to you or to your ancestors, right? Shulchan Aruch, Baruch Nun Dalet, Shulchan Aruch, Eruchayim, Simen Reish, Yud Ches, Aroyah Mokam Shanasa Ben Yisrael Yisrael, Kigoyim Mabar Sayar, Mabar Sayar, then. There are more Paschans over there, quoting the Avudraham, one of the Rishonim, Yesh Oimrim, to Hu Adin, Imroya Odom Shanasa Loi Hanes. If you see a person who the nes happened to, what's the makar of the Avudraham? Because what's Yisrael making a bracha? The makar of the bracha is from Yisrael, Baruch Hashem. But Yisrael didn't see the nes of Kriyas Yamsam. He heard about it, but he didn't see it. So the Rama, according to Avudraham, but he saw the people it happened to. And you could also be mavarach on the people it happened to. But there are other terutzim that maybe he did see it, or that's not ma'akev, and it's a big machlekes rishonim. The Sharat Singh makes a pshara. He says you can only make the bracha on someone who you saw it happen to if it's Yoytzei Chalotzav, not otherwise we're not Tzaymech on the Avodah. Now, Vayayim and Yisrael, Baruch Hashem, ki vadover asher zodu aleim, what they cooked, they I don't know how you say expression, they got their it came back and then boomerang back on them. There's a famous vart that Reb Itzel Volozhin said once to a goyish Russian tsar. The Pasuk says, and we say it in Tehillim, and we say it in Halal, Halalu as Hashem kol goyim, shabachu kol umim, ki govar aleinu chastai. Why are the Goyim giving Shevach? The Yidden should give Shevach. That it was Gavra Lenochasti. So Rabbi Tzal Lozhin told him, he says, the Goyim make Gzeiris on us all the time. They have all kinds of plans. They have all kinds of plans against us. Some of them we know about. Some of them we don't even know about. Some of them are Kaddish Baruch Hu is Meineyeh before we even know about it. So who could give Shevach? Ki Gavra Lenochasti. The Goyim that were planning all these things. There's so many things that we see them doing and we don't know all the more what they could be doing. And that's Kibbutz Avraham Shazadu Aleinu. The pasuk says over here, later on, v'hizartem eshem esachukim v'satoyres v'idatlam esaderech yelchuba v'samayis esher yason. This is still Yisrael giving advice about the whole setup about the sarim. It's interesting. There's a gemara in Baba Kama Daf Kuf, and the same exact gemara in Baba Metzia Daf Lamed. V'idatlam esaderech yelchuba. Every word of the darshan. V'idatlam zu beis chayehem esaderech zu gmilas chasodim yelechu. The first thing is Vaidat Lehem Zu Beis Chayehem. Vos mein Beis Chayehem. In Baba Kama Zakrashi, Talmud Torah. In Baba Metzia Zakrashi, Lelamed Umnis. Stir and Rashi. What does the Gemara mean? Vaidat Lehem Zu Aderech Zu Beis Chayehem. In Baba Kama Rashi says, Torah. In Baba Metzia he says, University, I don't know. It's a Stira. Someone told me he has a Teretz to the Stira. He had a teretz. It's a stim to Zachin. Mir zogin that it's not. It's a sphere. Medav zogin a brisker mahalach. Tzvei dinin. Rashi and Baba Kama. Rashi, it's nish beidah dizel bezach. It's the same place you're learning the Torah and you're learning the Omnis. Place you learn Omnis. You learn Omnis. Place in the Torah. You learn Torah. Okay. Mir aminish pashtan and the vardah. You know. It says, V'es eschem akan fin asharim, v'ovi eschem elai. V'ovi eschem elai. The Baal HaTurim says, this is a remez that Klal Yisrael, the Matan Torah really, there's a kedushin and a nesuin. The kedushin is v'kesef v'shtar u'v'bia. Kesef, bizas hayam, shtar, v'luchois, bia. V'ovi eschem elai. Chupo is the kofalim har kegigis. There are so many different facets of it. Now, this emes is the sefer hamikne in the haflah, in hakadoma. And Haflah is on Ksubis, Hamikne is on Kedushin. In the Hakdomah, there is a Gevaldik Arichus, and a lot of the topic of, that he talks about there in the Hakdomah is the concept that Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a Zivug. And I'm talking about the Zivug that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Chassan and Klal Yisrael is the Kala. There's another one that Klal Yisrael is the Chassan, and the Torah is the Kala, and the HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Shver, and that Mashal. But it's a Marit Gazach. It says in the Medrash that the Haflah brings that Moshe Rabbeinu comes down with the Luchos, which was the Kedusha Kesef or the Kedusha Shtar, and he breaks it. So he says he breaks it so it shouldn't be Tacht of Zinsa. It should be. But the Pelas Maman of Shach. If already was Kedushin and it was already Chalitz, because he already gave it, what does it help breaking it? And if he didn't give the Kedushin yet, then the Kedushin is the Luchos. Just don't break it, just don't give it to them. So the Haflah gives a whole shtickle Torah. The Kedushin was really with the Bezus Hayam, but there was a Tanai. Amenashi Yikavlu Aluchos. By breaking the Luchas, he's breaking the Tanai and Lemafreya, and that's why Moir, like Aaron tells them in Parshas Kisisa, Lemizahav, which means who has gold. But he was saying, no, Lemizahav, who thinks you have gold? You have gold? What, Lemizahav? It's not yours. Lemizahav, who has gold? Moshe's going to come, he's going to break the Luchas, it's not going to be your gold. Lemizahav. So that's the process of how this Kedushin and Nesuin thing is going. Now the Rabbeinu Shlom tells them to get ready. Murdika hachonis, v'kidashtem hayoyim umachar. Murdika yisoid. The niggin. V'kidashtem hayoyim umachar. Some people say they get a gevaldik yisoyrus and it mamish with a knack and it lasts about 24 hours. Sometimes a guy gets a chizik, something's telling me, he says, tomorrow I'm going to start. And then, yesh machar shulach hazman. V'kidashtem hayoyim, but let it carry on till the machar also. And v'kidashtem hayoyim, don't wait till tomorrow. Beid it's a zamin. A person has to know to let this yisoyrus last, start right away. But let it also continue. The Amri Chaim officially, he once asked the Chassid, he says, what's the busiest day of the year? So the Chaim was telling, Erev, Kippur, Shavuos, different people have different things. He said, we're talking about tomorrow. Everyone's saying tomorrow. The busiest day of the year, tomorrow. Hayoyim! In Bekoiloi, Tishmon. Okay, so we have the Matan HaTorah, we have Har Sinai, we have the famous Kasha, that the Gemara says, on one hand, it says that they said Nasa V'Nishman. Next week's Parsha, in Parsha's Mishpatim, they said Nasa. But on the other hand, it was Kofa Aleim Har Kegigis. It's a stira. It's a stira. Tosis asked the Kasha. Tosis says that Hashem was worried they were going to be chazur boy from the Eish HaGedoyla. So you needed backup. To say Kofa Aleim Har Kegigis is B'diyavet. It wouldn't have been best that way. But Ein Bereira, he was worried they were going to be scared of the fire. Were they? Well, the Pasuk of Eschanan says they weren't. They went close to the Har because they saw the fire. But maybe because that was the Kofa Aleim Har Kegigis already set them up in mode. I heard a Meir de Kipshat that Ken Zayin, Kofel Emar Kegigis, is not a Greyesa even. It's complementing the Nasa V'Nishma. The Gemara says in Yevamos, if you want to be kind an Eved, you have to take a Kli, a Zolti Detina, which is a Kli of cement, a bucket of cement, and when the Eved is toiveling in the mikveh, when he comes out, instead of becoming a Ben Chorin, you plunk on top of his head, you Kofel him a Gigis, a barrel, and you say, go take this to my house, be my Eved. That's the Bitui of Eved. Kla Yisrael had a collective Kofel him Har Kegigis. Be my Eved. Now, does an Eved want to be an Eved? No. V'derach klal. Over here, in spite of the problem of Kegigis, Klal Yisrael said Nasa V'Nishma. That's the godless. It's enhancing the Nasa V'Nishma that they're willing and want to accept it and to accept to be Avdei Hashem. Now, there's a misconception over here. There are Aseres Debris. People say, okay, there are Tariyak Mitzvahs and there are Aseres Debris, so there's not 603. Not exactly, because it's not Pashat how many Mitzvahs are there of the Tariyag in the Aseres HaDibris. Let's start. Anoichi has how many mitzvahs? The first Dibris? Anoichi? Machlaikis Rishayim. Huge Machlaikis Rishayim. Is Emunah a mitzvah or not? The second Dibris, Layyalacha. How many mitzvahs? In the minyan mitzvahs, the mashal like the chinuch. There's many different shittas in the Rishayim, but like the chinuch. Four. And different ones have different. You have to work out how many mitzvahs there actually are in the Tariyag, but there are 10 Dibris. There are a multitude of mitzvahs in them, although the entire Taryag mitzvahs are hinted in the Aseres HaDibros. That we once said from the Tikkuni Zohar that Yud is spelled Yud Vav Dalid. Yud Vav Dalid is Gematria 20. 20 is Esrim. Esrim is Gematria 620. Keter. 620 letters in the Aseres HaDibros, 600 Tariyag Mitzvahs, and another 7 Mitzvahs to Rabbanan. So, it does. The Yud, that little Yud, has in it, really, Yud of Dalid, 20, Esrim is 620, the entire Tariyag Mitzvahs. How many Psukim in the Aseres HaDibros? How many Psukim in the Aseres HaDibros? So actually, that's also, there's two ways to read the Aseres HaDibros. There's Tam Elyon and Tam Tachtoin. What's the Pshat? Where else do you have this, that the Trup is different? The Pshat is because, if you'll notice, the Tam Elyon, there are exactly 10 Psukim. Every Dibra is a Pusuk. Because then we're laning, different people have different Nagam, whether on Shavuos you lane Tam Elyon or on Parshas Yisroi. Shitois, Shoinois, Medover. But the point is, anyone who's laning Tam Elyon, the point is, he's not just laning Parshas Yisroi here, he's laning the Aseres HaDibros. And the Aseres HaDibros, Kishmom, 10 Dibros. Loi Sirtzach is a Dibra by itself. Soif Pasuk. Loi Signot. Like the other ones, Fakaret. Loi Sirtzach, Loi Sanan, Loi Sinan, Fazul, one big Pasuk. And Shabbos is broken into four Pasuk. I mean, the Tam Elyon, Shabbos is a whole bunch of Pasuk, Shalshalas, things happening. It's one big long Pasuk. There's the structure of Aseres HaDibros with exactly 10 Pasukim. And then there's the Pasuk HaTorah, which Pasuk the Paschim Moshe set up differently. It's interesting, there's a famous Gemara Makis, Daf Chav Gimel. I would assume this Gemara probably has the most Mefarshim, Svarim, Achroinim written on it. A riddle question. Which Gemara would you say has the most? Which Gemara has the most Svarim written on it? There's two lines of Gemara and Makis, Tafchav Gimel and Beis. The Gemara says, Torah tziva lanu Moshe. Torah is Gematria 611. Because 611 mitzvahs we heard from Moshe. Because Anoichi and Layelcha, we heard from Hashem. So therefore there was only 611 that we heard from Moshe. Why 611? Kipshutai. Which two did we hear from Hashem? The Gemara says, Anoichi and Layelcha. Supposedly, Anoichi is a mitzvah and Layelcha is a mitzvah. But we said, Anoichi many Mishanim hold. It's not a mitzvah. Layyah actually has four. Unless we only heard part of the second Dibra of Layyah. Tam Tachtein, I don't know, we've broken up. But that's what the Gemara says. Torah, Tziva Lanu Moshe, 611 Dibras we actually heard from Moshe. But the other two, we heard from the B'Shefer. The Gemara Baba Kama, in the end of Shar Shenagach, says, Baba Kama Daf Nundalad Nunhei, the Gemara says, Shal Rab Chanina ben Ogil, how come the first Dibras don't have a tes, and the second Dibras have a tes? And he asked them back, because it says, by Kibirav Laman Yitav Loch, and in this first Dibras, there's no tes. He said, before I start giving you a hesber why the first Dibras have a tes and the second one doesn't, tell me, how should I even know which one has a tes? Frektosis in Baba Basra Kofi Gimel, Gilgun Hashas, says Mitzayin, what? Tanoim Amiram, they didn't know Psukim, I mean, open up the Chumash. There's no tes in the Aseres HaDibros of Yisrael. There is a tes. a man yitavloch in the Aseres Dibros of Eschanan. The pshat is that he was asking, and it's big machlokes rishonim, what was carved on the luchas? Zachar v'shamar, Zachar is in Yisrael, v'shamar is in Eschanan. What did they hear both together? How is that possible? Possible. But what was carved on the luchas? People have this, I wouldn't say a misconception because it's a huge machlokes rishonim, but a lot of people I didn't see. So the most rishon is the first luchas said what it says in Yisrael, and the second luchas says what it said in Eschanan. And most Rishonim are not like that. Rashi says both Luchas had the Veschanan version. We'll work out the combination of how many options there are, but someone told me the Luchas also had carved out both. How is that possible? He told me, possible. I don't know. Rashi learns that the Ksiv of the Luchas was about the both the Veschanan. Keser Tair. On the prayers, what does it say? What am I looking for?
It says
Zohar. Oh, we're looking at Zohar, yeah. So it says Zohar, yeah. Is there any other ones? Are all of them the same? Yeah. I don't think there's any Shinuyim in the... There's many Shinuyim between Yisrael and Eschanan, but this is a blatant one. It's Zohar, right? In Davening, though, we say, Shnei Luchas Evanim Hayr B'yadai. L'chas Adhem Shmir HaShabbos. In L'chadai, do we say, Shomar V'Zohar B'dibor Echad. Say Shomar first. That would be like the Shita that the first Luchas said Shomar. Although there, the Rosh Tevis of the Pismain has to be Shloim Al Kibetz, you know, like you can't style the
Kiddush Hayom.
What?
Kiddush Hayom.
What about Kiddush Hayom? I don't know, Kiddush Hayom, we start Al Ken Berach, I don't know.
Good.
So like we said, the Aseres HaDibros has 620 letters, Kenegad, the Taryag, Mitzvahs, and then the last seven, the last words, Asher L'Reyecha, Asher L'Reyecha is actually Rosh Tevis alluding to the seven. I have to work out the letters, but Asher L'Reyecha in Yisrael. So is that maybe in Vesayin also? It's alluding to the seven mitzvahs d'Rabbanan. But there are 172 words in the Luchas, in the Aseres HaDibros. Most of them are in the first Luchas. The first Luchas are Ben Adam Le'Makayim. The second Luach is Ben Adam Le'Chaveri. But the first Luach has 146 words. The second Luach has 26 words. Get it? The Ben Adam Le'Chaveri Luach, Shem Havaya. Ben Adam L'Chaveri is not just be nice. It's also Toiras Hashem, Toiras Havaya. It's also Ben Adam L'Makayim. And it's 26. But it says, V'ahavta L'Reyecha Kamoicha Zekal Gadol B'Toira. I heard once of Shat because the Luchas were the same size and the second Luach had much less words. 26 words. So probably the words were carved that much, not on this, but no, were carved that much larger. So Zekal Gadol B'Toira, the Ben Adam L'Chaveri, the V'ahavta L'Reyecha Kamoicha Luach, was Zeklal, Godol, Batayra, let's shir taka Asher L'Reyecha. What does it mean, the seven letters of Asher L'Reyecha are referring? Because right, every letter in the Seres Dibros is connected to different mitzvah, if you know all the Chajmanis, but the last two words, Asher L'Reyecha, are connected to Sheva, mitzvah, Rabbanan. Asher L'Reyecha, Aleph, Aveus, Shin, Simcha, 7 days of Simcha, Mechasim, Reish, Rechitza, Natil Sidayim, Lamid, Lechem, Pas Akum, Reish, Rishuyos, Eruvin, and Ayin is Amolek. Ayin is a Molek. And then the last one is Chaf, is Kohanim, is Chanukah. No, Chanukah doesn't start with a Chaf, but it's the Kohanim. Zohar Asiyah Mashabis Lekatshoi At Uvinchu Vitecha. Zohar Rashi, what does it mean, Vinchu Vitecha? Eilu Ketanim. Oyeini Eilu Gedoilim, Nishkoyach. They're Muzer by themselves. Leboel Lehazer Esaktanim. The Mechilt also. Banecha, bincha, elu ketanim, that you muzer shalo yasu melocha. Fregen the achronim, the minchas chinuch, in mitzvah lamed beis, in moisach haShabbos, and many other achronim. There's a din of chinuch, there's a din of sphia, there's a din of never being machshel your child and making sure that he's not nichshel in any yisurim. What is nischadish over here? This special din atu vincha. Many terutzim of the achronim. I saw an interesting teretz in Reb Chaim Oizer in the Achi Ezer Chelik Gimel Simen Pei Aleph. He writes that this tshuva he wrote bialdusoy. In Tuf Resh Mem, that's 1880. Work out the Chaim Oizer. Chaim Oizer was nifter in Tuf Shin, the beginning of the war in 19. I think it was still 39. It wasn't 40 yet. It was
39.
Yeah, 39. It was already Tuf Shin though. It was after Rosh Hashanah. And he writes there a whole arichas. He has a big arichas on Sviya Bechlal. But then he talks about this and he brings a teretz from Alufi Umiyudoi Hagoyin Reb Chaim Ivolozhin. You know what that was? Reb Chaim Brisker, Soloveitchik, who was a Rosh Hashiva in Volozhin. I'm pretty sure. I don't think he means from Chaim Volozhin. I don't think it's working out. Find out. Vishamati mi alufi midoi Reb Chaim mi Volozhin. Rav Chaim Soloveitchik, the Rashi of Elazim. And anyways, he says a teretz that avada yimechuyev and muzer to make sure your kids don't do averis. But you know, someone that's a mummer on Hilchas Shabbos is a mummer to kol haterakula. Someone that's a mummer in shara averis is a mummer for that avera. Someone that's nichshal and this thing not taking care of his kids on Chil Shabbos is a mummer l'Shabbos. But that's only because it's nischadish as the bezunder adin of the mechil to bincha vitecha that it's a Shabbos tikkadin. The bezunder a bezunder a Shabbos tikkadin that as that also you have to Loisane berecha aid shoker. The Minchas Chinuch writes in mitzvah lamed zayin that the lav of loisane is not only by ben adam lechaveroi by malchus and mominus and dinei nefashos, but even by iser v'heter. Someone tells you that a food is kosher and he lies. He's liable to eiver as well. Pashtus, and he didn't give it to you, but he told you lechayer. And he says the Minchas Chinuch, you're over loisane. It's Laisana. There's Laisana of Eidus Sheker by Isurim as well. It's a pella. The Sefer HaChinuch writes, Mitzvazu, Laisana, Noyig Rak Bizchorim. Because only they have Eidus, Noshim Apostle Eidus. But like the Minchas Chinuch, why is the Chinuch saying that the Mitzvah of Laisana, the law of Laisana is only by men? Men only are made in Bezdin. But there's Eidus Isha of Isurim. This Kasha can anyways be asked like, Eidus of Soita and Eidus of Eglarufa. There are certain parshiyos that is Gzeres Hakosav that an Eid Echad is Neman, and the Gemara says in the first, I mean, the Rai said, an Isha is also Neman. So you could ask the Kasha there also, that is Laisana. But I'm asking another Minchas Chinuch. Now, Avada, the Pashpat is that Laisana is only by Eidus in Bezdin. But even more so, there are Acharim that say that Laisana is only when you're made on your friend. Like, you know, there's a Shaila, if a person lied about Kiddush, Machlekesh of Kvegan Minchas Chinuch, a person lied about Kiddush HaChoydish. A person lied about Kiddush HaChoydish. He's over Laisana Bureyacha. This kasha zaman lasis la ochiv, your friend is the moon. L'chayr, it's only if you're talking about a person. It's a big machlokes achrayim. L'mais, it's very hard to find the case when you get malchus for leisana because the Gemara says when you're found zoymimin. So instead of leisana, we give you the einish of kasha zaman. And by regular trey, we don't know who's lying. So the Gemara of Baba Kama says, where do you have a case taka that a person could be machlokes, but we'll get malchus for leisana that you know he's lying by trey, you don't know which kat is lying. Baharug Baraglov, says the Gemara, Bakama the Fine Dalit. Baharug Baraglov, and you were made prior to that he was Ritzeach Ploini, and Ploini walks in. So then, according to Amad Yom the Gemara, you take a get Malchus for Laisana. Good.